Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
Welcome back to the show, and as always, thank you for joining us. There's nothing you'd rather be doing on your Saturday than listening to a finance-based radio show, I'm sure. No, I'm not that delusional. Although I would do this, I'd certainly listen to it, that's for sure. But like I said, if you heard the show before, I'm the resident finance nerd here. So I can't get enough of it. But anyway, got a great show planned for you guys today. Say that every week, of course. But I have a special guest with us. In that episode, I'm looking at the producer right now trying to figure out when that's going to air. That's going to be, we're going to run it, let's see, I think either second or third segment of today. And it's somebody that I've begun working with. As I've said before on the show, I think that there are a couple baselines that you should be looking at when you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with your retirement nest egg and how you're going to have it managed. First of all, and I'm biased when I say this because this is what I am, but I think it's very important that you have a fiduciary, a true fiduciary by law that's helping you with your retirement. Now, this is coming from a guy who has worked on all sides of it. So I've been on what we call the buy side. So on the institutional side, started my career off at Russell Investments. I've been on the sell side, worked as a broker. Been on the investment banking side, worked for an investment banking slash brokerage firm down in LA. And now I am in the registered investment advisory game. So I've been on all sides of it. And I can tell you, just, you know, for those of you that don't think there's a benefit on the fiduciary side, the whole way the business is structured, for instance, when we're managing your account, we can't charge commissions, right? We get a flat base, a flat percentage of your total account balance. And so very simply stated, we only have one incentive. And I'm not oversimplifying this. It's true. We only have one incentive. The incentive is to grow your money. So if you have a fiduciary and he's a really greedy guy, that's not a bad thing. Now, I don't think greed's a positive human trait. But what I'm saying is that the way that the industry is structured is just much safer. There's much less conflict of interest than that in the brokerage industry. And we were doing fee-based management on the brokerage side anyway. And so for us, it was a move we needed to make, right? And the other thing that I think that you need to look at when you're having somebody manage your money is, you know, the fiduciary thing is number one. But then you also need to have somebody that can think a little bit outside the box, that's not pitching you the same portfolio you can get anywhere else. Like I've said, if you're 85% stocks, 15% bonds, and you rebalance on a quarterly basis, if you're doing the same old thing, which you shouldn't be, but if you are, and we talk about that all the time, I know. Look, when I say stuff like that, I am totally aware. I am totally aware that there are those of you listening out there that are going to turn your radio off. Oh, this guy, he's telling us not to do that, not to. I get it. Okay, but I've got a finance degree from Pacific Lutheran. I've studied economics. I've been on all sides of the industry. The reason I say that is because it's true. And if you're not having these conversations with your advisors, if you're not looking on the outside, if you're not thinking about alternatives in this environment, when you've got the lowest interest rates in 5,000 years, you have the highest stock prices and valuations ever, okay? And we're going to talk about that more in the show. And you're doing the same old thing, Look, whether you're trying to maximize your performance or whether you're trying to protect against, you know, the inevitable market pullback or crash or whatever it is, there are better ways to do it. And so one of the things we talk about all the time is when you want a panel of experts, right? You want people that specialize. When it comes to your legacy and your retirement and the rest of your life, you don't want a jack of all trade and a master of none, right? So if you're sitting down to your financial advisor and he sits there, look, we're going to do an income plan, a tax plan strategy. We're going to do estate planning for you, and we're going to give you some long-term care insurance. Just stop right there, guys. That's not what you want. Trust me. Okay, because the amount of time and energy that goes into the research side of this job and the discipline side of the job and the reading side of the job and all that stuff, that's what you should expect managing your money. You should expect the same on things like long-term care insurance, whether whether it's suitable for you or what. You should be going to an expert, somebody that dedicates 100% of their day to that, right? When you want to get a heart, when you want to get heart surgery, brain surgery, back surgery, you don't go to a general practitioner. You want a specialist. And there's a difference. And you're probably, maybe some of you are sitting there going, oh, well, that's what you are. You're preaching your book. I just think about it. It makes sense, right? So anyway, we got a long-term care specialist that I've actually started working with. And look, I'm going to tell you right out of the gates, I have not been nearly as in the know. I have not been nearly as big of an advocate for long-term care insurance. And if any of my existing clients are out there listening to it, you're probably sitting there going, wait a second, Zach, why haven't we had this conversation? Well, we're going to, and we've already started. And, you know, I'm not afraid of admitting that. I'm not. I'm a human being. I'm not going to be right every single time. My wife might tell you, hey, one in 10 would be good. but seriously, it took some time to warm up to it. It took some time. Look, being in on my side of it, growing up in the stock deal, working on the investment banking side and the management side and all that other kind of stuff, you have a certain way of thinking. And when you get things like these record high stock valuations and record low interest rates, it really challenges you, right? You've got to start thinking about things in a different way. And you've got to constantly be learning. And, you know, it's the old adage, John Maynard Keynes back in, I think he said this in either 1931 or 1932. And he flipped positions. And somebody looked at him like, well, that's not what you said before. And he said to him, well, when the facts change, so should your opinions. And I agree with him. I think there's too many people out there that approach finance and retirement planning. They approach it almost like a religion or a doctrine, and they think that if they ever go back and change what they said or change their opinion or change their strategy, that's the admitting of something wrong. And I think that's crazy. When the environments change, when the facts change, so should the opinion. So anyway, we've got a guy coming up later in the show. We're going to talk about that, and I'm going to start working with him. We've already started, and I've come back around on that subject, and he's educated me a lot, and it's something everybody needs to think about. And if your advisor tells you it's not, or poo-poos it, or tells you to look somewhere else, that's a really good indication that you need to start looking elsewhere. Or at least talk to somebody. Maybe us. As always, you can call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. But now I want to get into the market update. I've spent a little bit too much time talking about this as an intro, but let's get into the market update. We say it every week. I sound like a broken record, but wow. Client called into the radio show this last Sunday or Monday and wanted to have a talk, little phone consultation. We start talking and he goes, yeah, I've been listening to your show a lot, long time. I agree with a lot of what you said. How are your clients handling the fact that this market keeps going up? And I said, well, what do you mean? And he goes, well, you guys think it's going to crash. He goes, I'm not trying to call you out. He's a super nice guy. And he said, Are they getting nervous? Are they getting antsy sitting on the sidelines? And I go, we're not sitting on the sidelines. And he goes, well, you're always talking about how expensive stocks are. And I said to him, I go, how many times have you listened to the show every week? And he goes, not every week, but I said, okay. But how many times have I said, look, valuations are really expensive, but that doesn't mean they can't get a lot more. which is why we don't try to time the market. But that doesn't mean there are things that we shouldn't be doing to shore things up. Because here's a promise I've got for everybody out there. And this goes outside of political persuasion or whether you're a Trump fan or not or anything like that. Listen, valuations are at record highs across virtually every metric you look at. That does not mean they won't go higher. It does not mean they won't go substantially higher. It doesn't mean that this won't roll for another 18 or 24 months. What it does mean, though, unless you don't believe in mathematics or the law of averages, is that there will be a mean reversion. Okay, and looking at the fact this is the second longest bull market in history coming up, we're starting to threaten the longest one. It's, I believe, now the largest from top to bottom in terms of percentage gain or close to it. You start looking at all those things, and you know, I think any moderately minded person or fact-based person could sit there and say, you know, chances are we're closer to the end, right? Now, the tough thing about that is when you get valuations this historically high, you never know what's going to happen, right? It could start as something small. It's like the whole chaos theory, right? The butterfly flaps his wings and, you know, 30 days down the road, there's nuclear war. I'm not saying we've got nuclear financial holocaust on our hands here. But what I am saying is that that's the problem with high valuations. You never know what's going to upset the apple cart. And I am just seeing it over and over and over. And everybody on this radio show, look, if you listen to 770 AM, and the facts bear this out, I don't mean to insult anybody, but if you listen to 770 AM on a regular basis, you probably have a higher average net worth than most people. You probably have a higher level of education than most people, a higher percentage of business owners with practical knowledge, right? A lot of these guys can work for institutions. And they fancy themselves a businessman. Running a business is far different than working for one, right? And that even holds true inside the investment community, even the investment banking community, okay? But being that as it is, right, this is a listening audience that should understand these things. This is a listening audience that really needs to take a step back and realize, look, markets and economies don't go from perfect to amazingly perfect to infinity, right? It's not the way things work. And furthermore, we should be looking around us right now and saying, hey, look, there's a lot of weird things, right? A lot of bizarre things. We talk about them on the show all the time. And I'm running out of time, but I do want to go down because to finish this whole market update segment. Because about 2 months ago, I said, look, guys, I think it's starting. We got rates creeping up. I see signs of inflation perking up all over the place. This week, data came out. Look at oil. Oil is making a run up to 63. Oil is a reflection of the U.S. dollar, guys. Okay, it is probably the most perfect indicator of inflation or inflation trends. As the dollar drops, oil goes up. It just is. The number one corresponding factor to oil prices is movements on the dollar. Okay. And if you don't believe me, I can show you 50 years of data to back that up. All right. So we're looking at oil. We're looking at CPI numbers bumping above 2.5% for the first time since Lehman Brothers crashed in 2008. Okay. The S&P 500 is closing in on a 28 price to earnings ratio. So we're almost double the long-term average. Materials, stocks like or things like palladium are hitting record highs or 10-year highs. We're seeing silver catch a bid, watching copper catch a bid. Materials are going up. Lumber costs are surging. Gold is running. Rates are going. The rate on the 10-year treasury just popped above 2.5%. I believe that's the first time in the last 2.5 years. And every indicator says it's going higher. All these things point to one thing. Everybody's getting excited because prices rise. All these things point to inflation. Okay, and I'm not talking about, you know, Weimar Republic, hyperinflation, but bonds, guys. Everybody's forgetting because rates have been falling for 40 years. I'm ringing the bell again. If you've got a bond portfolio, if you're worried about market prices and your answer to that is more bonds, give us a call. Give us a call. Being a bond owner is not going to be fun. It's not going to be fun. I'm telling you, we've already seen it. You got to make some adjustments here. So anyway, look, I mean, check it out. Boeing, go all down the list. It's getting pretty wild. We've been saying that for a year and a half, and we keep on rolling. So anyway, stick with us. We got some great segments coming up. Like I said, we're going to have that conversation with Brian Ott of 525 Advisors, talking about long-term care and how he and I are starting to work together on that. We're also going to talk, I have a segment, be careful to who you're listening to, okay? And I got a perfect new example of that. I think you guys will get a crack up out of this one. This is good. This is funny. It's something that happened last night. And we're also going to talk about misinformation or fake news as it exists in the financial industry, because there's a ton of it. And that actually marries right up with segment two, the be careful who you're listening to comment. Then, of course, we're going to have the client questioning, and we're going to finish up with investment basics. So anyway, we got a great show planned for you. As always, call us, 866-779-RISK. We can do a phone consultation. We can tell you what you're doing, how we can do things differently. You can also go to knowyourriskradio.com, access all of our podcasts, all the different segments, a lot of good information on there, good interviews with some big players in the financial industry. Anyway, great show. Thanks for joining us. Stick with us. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
You bet I'm a client, Zach, and it all started with all this great info you cover in Common Sense Investing, and I would recommend that you check it out. Call now. Get your free copy. 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
What if I told you there's a way you can protect your savings and your family from the high costs of long-term care, and it's not going to cost you a dime? Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning. Now, a lot has changed in the last few years when it comes to long-term care planning. We now have new options with new guarantees. This means you won't lose a dime if you don't use your plan. They're called asset-based plans, and I would like to invite you to learn more at my next long-term care planning class. It's in Redmond at 9 a.m. on Saturday, the 27th. You will learn about many different plans that have one thing in common. They pay you back if you never use them. Don't make the costly mistake of watching everything you've worked hard for get whittled down by the high cost of an extended care situation. Join me Saturday, the 27th in Redmond for my next class. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Well, there's a change of pace, something new. You just heard us run a spot on our show with Brian Ott. We're going to be working with him going forward. We've got a conversation with him coming up in the show about why we're working with him. And, you know, he talked about it in the market update, jack of all trades, master of none. Brian knows this stuff better than anybody else. I'm a finance guy. I'm a finance nerd. I know that our clients need that protection. I know that that's a giant threat to their retirement. And so I went out and found the guy that, you know, that knows the most about it. And he by far does. And so we're going to start working together on these things. Going to start working with our existing clients on this stuff because he's educated me a lot on this. And I guarantee you he's got some information that could help you because I've seen it firsthand. It's not just a ploy to sell insurance. It really is the biggest financial risk you're probably going to face in retirement. That whole long-term care situation. So anyway, now I want to get into the rest of the show here. One of the things we talk about, and we don't try to do it in an arrogant way, right? What I'm trying to tell you is that, again, I've said before all the different parts of the financial industry I've worked in. And there is, and I understand because, you know, less so, but I've been on the outside looking in before. And when people have prestigious positions in firms, or they do this for a living, or they went to this college, or that, we assume that they know more than we do, right? And that marries into the whole go find an expert thing. I get it. But what I want clients to understand is I don't think the average client out there has the right appreciation for the amount of people in the financial industry that know how to sell financial products, but have no real practical working knowledge of how they work. So when I bring these stories up about misinformation, I'm doing it because I need to show you examples of why you need to be careful of who you listen to. And you could sit there and say, well, Zach, that applies to you. And it does. It absolutely does. But whether you like it or not, I want this to be the show of record. I am not going to give you an opinion on something. I am not going to talk about something unless I understand it. Why haven't we talked about long-term care on the show before? Because admittedly, it was an area of, I wouldn't say ignorance, but not knowing enough about it. And I'm not going to get on a radio show and talk to the greater part of Seattle. And I'm certainly not going to insult this listening audience by pontificating on things that I don't understand fully. Okay? I want to give you a warning, though. Most other people do not operate on that same standard. If you give them a microphone, they're going to talk. And they're going to talk their book. And the latest example of that is, for those of you that don't know, I talk about it. I am not a social media guy. Anybody that knows me knows that. With one exception, Twitter. And the reason I like Twitter is because it allows me to interact with other guys that manage money, get other ideas, associate with other money managers in the industry. And it really is a source of news for me. It's one of 10 sources of news I go to on a daily basis. And I ran across, yesterday a news flash came out on CNBC. I don't know if you saw it, but there was a leak from the PBOC, the People's Bank of China, talking about how they were already getting ready to quit buying U.S. treasuries. Okay? Rates popped a little bit on that news. And for those of you that don't know, we're going to go through this in Investing Basics later in the show. But for those of you that don't know, think supply and demand in your mind, right? There is nothing out there, including in the financial industry, that is not subject to the laws of supply and demand, which means if we have 8 people that want to sell a given security and we've got 15 people that want to buy it, guess what's going to happen to the price of that security? It's going to go up. Demand is higher than the selling pressure, right? It's higher than the supply on the market. Bonds, stocks, mutual, they're no different. Everything is subject to the laws of supply and demand. So sent a little bump way, you know, not too much, didn't have much of an effect, but that news came out from the People's Bank of China. Treasury rates started popping a little bit and people started sitting there going, oh no, you know, you got the doomsdayers out there. They're looking for any piece of negative news to fit their belief that the world's coming apart. Now, if you listened to the show before, you know that we recognize some really big problems out there, but you know, I'm not a doomsdayer. Anyway, the financial industry started fighting back against this and saying, this isn't a worry. This isn't anything you should be concerned about. And I saw a tweet posted by Liz Ann Saunders, a lady who I think is a capable lady, respect her. She's the lead investment strategist for Schwab. And she tweeted, which means that she reposted somebody else's tweet, for those people that don't understand Twitter. And it was a tweet put out by the head of fixed income trading for Schwab. So we've got Schwab sitting here, big, huge, giant firm. Their head of investment strategy, Liz Ann Saunders, and the other lady, her name's escaping me, but the head of fixed income or bonds. You're fixed income, it means bonds, right? Now, this lady's the head of fixed income trading for bonds. Okay, so she puts out this tweet that says, oh, look, you know, all these people freaking out about China not buying, you know, debt or quitting or not continuing their purchase of U.S. treasuries. That's going to make rates explode. It's all nonsense. And then she puts up a chart and she shows how many U.S. treasuries or how much in dollar amounts of U.S. government debt that China owns. It's right around $1.4 trillion. And she says, look, the amount of treasuries they've owned since 2011 to 2000 to present day hasn't changed. They haven't been buying treasuries. This is all scare tactics. Don't listen to it. How stupid it is, right? It's overcooked. And I sat there and now remember, this is the head of fixed income trading for Schwab. I keep repeating that because this probably won't seem like as big a deal, but it's a perfect illustration why you got to be careful who you're listening to. Just because they run a firm does not mean that they know what they're talking about. Okay. So again, she puts up this chart, shows the last 10 years of treasury holdings for China. It stayed basically flat. They haven't been buying treasuries anyway. My chin hits the table. What you need to understand about bonds or fixed income, whether it's U.S. government bonds or bonds from GE or GM or whatever, is that bonds have expiration dates. Okay? And so if you buy a bond, you're going to get paid an amount of interest until the expiration date comes due, the maturity date, as we refer to it with bonds. And when that maturity date goes through, your money gets sent back to you. So if you run a bond portfolio and the amount you own in any particular bond, in this case, U.S. Treasuries, and you get up to $1.4 trillion in bonds, and you stay there, you stay flat, that means that every single quarter, if not every single month, you're buying U.S. Treasuries. Why? Because when you started buying them back in 2001 or 1994, or whenever China started buying them, probably way before that every single day these bonds are coming due. Right? So in order to keep the same amount, you've got to be buying them. Now, why is that significant? Because China happens to be, it's all neck and neck with Japan, our largest external financer, right? They're right neck and neck with Japan. They own the largest amount of U.S. Treasury bonds outside of the United States. Okay? In order for them to keep the same amount on their balance sheet, they've got to be buying them. Like I said, bonds, the old bonds are constantly maturing, so they've got to be rolling over that principal into new bonds. And she shows the flat holdings, and she goes, they haven't been buying treasuries for 5 years. And I just sat there, and I was stupefied, looking at the computer, going, look, yes, they have. And what's more important, when you're talking about our largest external financer, or financier, to sound more professional, if they quit buying bonds, that's going to make a mark. Someone's got to pick up that slack inventory. Here's the other thing that's going to happen. As China quits buying bonds, other people that are going to be buying bonds are probably going to curtail their purchases because they see one of the largest buyers stepping away from the table, which means there will be a larger supply of bonds in the market, which means the price of those bonds will go down due to the laws of supply and demand, like we just talked about. And that means rates will go up. Now, again, I'm not saying it's Armageddon. But then that tweet that she put out, which was just completely dumbfoundingly so, factually incorrect, and then it was retweeted as if it was gospel by Liz Ann Saunders, the head of investment strategy for Charles Schwab. You got to be careful where you're getting your information from. You got to be careful about the motives behind the people that are giving you the information. What is Schwab's motivation? I don't think they're evil. I don't think they're trying to do this on purpose. I think this is a sin of omission. I think it's a sin of ignorance. I don't think it's purposeful, but what is their business incentive? Their business incentive is to get more money into their funds, into their accounts, under management, because that's how they make money. That's why if you're at a brokerage firm, you should be at a fiduciary. It just is. And you probably think I'm preaching my own book, but that's a fact, and this is a perfect illustration. You got to be careful who you're listening to, because just because they got the right title on their business card does not mean they know what they're talking about. And if you need a practical example, go back and listen to Jim Cramer in 2008 saying you should go in there and buy Lehman Brothers. And I'm not bashing on Jim Cramer. I think he's a good guy, and I actually think he's honest, and I think he's trying to help people. But you got to be careful of who you're listening to. You got to make sure they know what they're talking about. And if they don't, you got to make sure you're with somebody that looks at you and has the integrity to say, you know what? I don't know. Let me go find out. One of the young guys we're training, he just came back and he said, hey, client asked me a question. I didn't know how to answer it. And I said, what'd you say? And he said, just what you told me to say. And I said, which is? And he goes, I don't know. Let me go find out. And I just said, that's part of the training that we give to all of our people. Don't talk about it if you don't know. Nobody's going to be mad at you or not want you to be there, you know, be your client because you don't know. But just admit it. Anyway, that's our example. Now stay tuned, because we're kind of going to dovetail off of this, because we're going to talk about other misinformations that are out there that people need to understand. That's coming up next. And as always, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Happy to do a phone consultation. Usually takes about 15 minutes. You can also get that booklet that we're talking about. Dory's always talking about on his show. Just some good basic information about our bond alternative that we're using for our clients. You can also go to the radio show website, listen to all of our podcasts as always, knowyourriskradio.com. And also on the radar now, start look up 525 Advisors and Brian Ott. We're going to be working with him, and we've got his segment coming up later on the show. So stick with us. Great show left. A lot of good stuff to talk about. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
You bet I'm a client, Zach, and it all started with all this great info you cover in Common Sense Investing, and I would recommend that you check it out. Call now. Get your free copy. 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
What if I told you there's a way you can protect your savings and your family from the high costs of long-term care, and it's not going to cost you a dime? Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning. Now, a lot has changed in the last few years when it comes to long-term care planning. We now have new options with new guarantees. This means you won't lose a dime if you don't use your plan. They're called asset-based plans, and I would like to invite you to learn more at my next long-term care planning class. It's in Redmond at 9 a.m. on Saturday, the 27th. You will learn about many different plans that have one thing in common. They pay you back if you never use them. Don't make the costly mistake of watching everything you've worked hard for get whittled down by the high costs of an extended care situation. Join me Saturday, the 27th in Redmond for my next class. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. And without giving the big long warm-up here, we're going to jump into this because I'm trying to squeeze a lot into this show. And the last segment we did, and the last segment that we ran was Be Careful Who You Listen To. We talked about the head of investment strategy at Schwab and also the head of their fixed income desk. And this one marries right into it, because I want to talk about misinformation. And this actually runs into the next segment, too, where we address the client question. I've seen a lot of misinformation lately. We talked about it on the last segment, like I just said. And one of the things that I run into is, you know, sometimes you can be too close to something, right? You know, it's the old adage, if you stand too close to an elephant, you can't see it, right? You got to take a few steps back to soak it all up. The same is true in any business. And sometimes I forget to talk about some of the basics just because I'm in it every day and I'm getting up at 5 a.m. and checking pre-market, you know, all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that you got so many guys out there like Warren Buffett and Jack Bogle, all of whom I respect incredibly, talking about ETFs and passive investing. And for those of you that don't know, we utilize these things. So I'm not dogging them, but I've had too many clients, especially recently, sitting there going, look, I want one of those ETF kind of things that can't go down. And I kind of look at them quizzically and I go, well, what do you mean? They go, well, you know, it's not mutual funds. You can't lose, but you still get the market average. Now, look, if anybody tells you you can make the same amount the stock market makes in a single year without any downside risk, run the other way. And some of you are probably sitting there going, well, that's what you said. No, I don't. I say that you can make between 50 to 60% of the upside in the stock market without the downside risk. And why is that? It's simple. People think it sounds too good to be true. It's not. It has to do with options. I could do it for clients. You can structure an option portfolio where it gives you, you know, 50, 60, 70% of the upside of the stock market, but guarantees you against loss in the event the market goes down. It's just an option structuring contract. The reason we don't do that individually for clients is managing an account like that on an individual basis would be a complete nightmare. Plus, we can go through the insurance companies and get the exact same thing and not have the client have to pay a management fee, right? So it's better for the client. But anyway, on the ETF thing, I've run into too many people that think that they're insulated. Look, an ETF is what we call a passive investment. I mean, an ETF, if the market's down 65% and you have an ETF on the S&P 500, you're going to be down 65%. On the flip side, if the market's up 25, you're going to be up 25. You know, not including management fees if you got somebody managing it for you. But these things are just, they're made up of stocks.
The only difference with an ETF is you're buying the entire market. So you own every single stock in the S&P 500, and you own the amount of each stock that it represents as a percentage of the S&P 500. It's called a passive investment. You're not having somebody sitting there pick stocks for your portfolio. You're just buying the market. But that doesn't mean that you're immune to loss. You know, the other one that we get all the time, insurance is bad. Advisor tells me insurance is bad. Well, of course he does. A, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And B, he hasn't woken up to the fact that interest rates are at the lowest level, and you're probably tired of hearing this, and I'm going to keep pounding the table on it because enough people are still flying blind on this one. Interest rates are the lowest level they've been in 5,000 years. Why are we utilizing insurance products in our portfolios? Because last year, one of our number one products made 13% with no management fee, no risk. If you don't believe me, call me. I'll send you the performance sheet. Product by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side, right? Peyton Manning? They're out there. Why aren't people utilizing them? They're insured against loss. You can't lose your money. They got no management fee. And you made 13% last year. Show me a bond portfolio that made half of that. You won't. Show me a bond portfolio that makes more than that or half of that or a quarter of that this year. You won't. You'll be lucky if you're even on your bond funds, right? But misinformation. Not only do we need to be careful about who we're listening to, we need to be careful about what information they're giving us. And that's one of the advantages of fiduciary. There are idiot fiduciaries out there, but at least you know your interests are aligned. And what I mean by that is their only incentive is to grow your money. They don't make money off selling you mutual funds with front loads. They don't make you money off selling you mutual funds with backloaded deals, right? They don't make money by trading your account and churning it. Your money grows. The more you grow, the more they grow. Just that. Put you on the same side of the table. So anyway, we got to run. We got to wrap that up. But be careful who you're listening to and be careful what they're telling you. As always, you can give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and we'll give you, you might not like what we have to say, but we'll give you the truth. We'll give it to you straight, by the numbers, by math, not opinions, just the facts. Anyway, 866-779, give us a risk, got risk on the brain. You can also go to knowyourriskradio.com, access all the podcasts. We got to run, got another great segment coming up. Stick around, you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
You bet I'm a client, Zach, and it all started with all this great info you cover in Common Sense Investing, and I would recommend that you check it out. Call now. Get your free copy. 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show, and thank you for joining us. And this is actually new. We've got a new thing that we've never done on the show before, and there's no hype. We've actually never done this, and I think the reasons are fairly obvious, but we're changing. And we're actually going to endorse somebody, and I want to introduce somebody to you guys that we are now using and we are now relying on for additional protection for our clients, protecting from things that we don't specialize in protecting against, because we're wealth advisors. We're trying to take care of every aspect of your portfolio. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Brian Ott of 525 Advisors. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Hey, great to be here. Good afternoon.
And for those of you that don't know, Brian also has a show on Cairo, 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, it started over on KTTH, actually, and then we moved over to Cairo Radio, so long-term care radio, every Saturday morning at 7.
The migration, yes. Now, I first met Brian, was this about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah, and Brian was interesting to me because, first of all, there was some philosophy things that married right up, which was the belief in specialists.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I were just having this conversation off air. Everybody now is a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Absolutely.
Right? It's a one-stop shop. I'll take care of your life insurance, your investments, your long-term care, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've always sat there and looked at it and said, you know, honestly, taking care of the stock side of it and the investment side of it is, that's enough, right? My hands are full.
It's a lot of work.
And, but I know that clients need protection from one of the biggest risks, if not the biggest risk, and you're more, you know, you're more prepared to talk about this than I am, but the biggest risk to their retirement, which is a long-term care scenario.
Absolutely. It is, you know, we talk about long-term care out there, but nobody wants to talk about it, but it is the biggest threat we face as we move into retirement. It's not the stock market going down. It's not even an emergency medical event. It's an extended healthcare event that we call long-term care. And simply put, the government doesn't pay it.
Right.
And you know, you've seen clients, we've talked about that. You've seen the damage. And we talk about it from a financial point of view because it is expensive. It's extremely expensive financially. But then there's also the human side to it. The physical and the emotional stress that we put on the people that we swore to protect, our loved ones, our spouse, our bride, our kids. And so that's what we have to, we're starting to see these baby boomers come on age and people are starting to watch their parents go through it. And it's becoming more and more, you know, eye-opening every day as we watch the consequences of it.
And one of the things that amazed me, and I've said this, and I always admit this on the air, that doing this job, doing it long enough is... change is the only consistent thing, right?
That's right.
So for years, I've preached that very few people can afford long-term care because it's very expensive. You've showed me something different. You've showed me different ways to fund it. As a matter of fact, we've started working together in a capacity where we're using the required minimum distributions that we've got to take out of our client's IRA no matter what, right?
That's right.
It's the rule. And we can use those to pay the premiums on the long-term care insurance, right?
It's an amazing program. So really what you're talking about, which everybody still thinks of insurance is,
let me interrupt you for a second. Fully admit that I don't know a lot about what I'm talking about when it comes to long-term care, which is why you're here.
That's why I'm here. Yeah. So over the years, people have thought about, you know, long-term care insurance is this premium that I'm paying, and we're hearing on the news and the radio and reading papers about premiums going up and companies getting out of the business. And my $5,000 a year premium is now $10,000. And what do I have? Well, that's all true. That's been a big problem in the past, but we have these new programs really due to the Pension Protection Act, which went into effect in 2010. And it allowed us new ways to fund long-term care plans, and it really made this whole new arena of plans that we call asset-based or hybrid. Win, lose, or draw. It's an asset. So that's what we're talking about. Mm. We're taking this money. I'm not losing my money. I'm taking my money out of this pocket. I'm going to relabel it. I'm going to put a bunch of guarantees on it. I'm going to stick it back in this other pocket. Now, should my health become compromised, I have this tax-free stream of income that's going to cover me. It's going to cover my spouse for as long as we live if we want. We can design the plan how we want. But the great thing about these plans now, what you're saying is that the affordability, if they're designed right for a lot of people, it doesn't cost them a dime in the long run. In fact, our favorite thing to do is show people how they can set up a plan. And I'm like, you know what? What happens if you never use it? That's always the number one question. Well, guess what? Your estate gets more money back tax-free than you put into your plan.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful tool.
Well, and then you've even got plans too, which I didn't know existed. That let's say somebody's paying long-term care for, you know, whatever, how many years, or and something happens to the rest of their life, maybe their stock account loses or whatever it is, that they can actually access the funds inside that long-term care to live off of without dissolving the long-term care insurance.
That's right. And that's the key, right? The name asset-based is because this plan is an asset. It's you know, it's an actual asset on the books that, yes, I can use it. The best and highest use for it is going to be long-term care because that money is going to come back to me tax-free. It's going to give me all of this leverage. And what I mean by that is if I have you know, a dollar in this bucket over here, but I put it into a long-term care plan, that dollar turns into maybe $3 or maybe $4 tax-free. So that leverage is built in. But what if I age? What if I'm one of these lucky people and I'm 96 years old and I don't need long-term care? And I have this asset over there and I say, hey, I want $1,000 a month coming out of this plan to live on because that's my biggest and highest asset left. I've spent the rest of my money down. You can still do that.
Mm.
But what it does is it protects us up to that big glory. You know, that's what we all hope, right? We're going to die at 95 after a round of golf and a dinner party with our favorite people surrounding us.
Your lips to God's ears.
Yeah, exactly. So, but truthfully, most of us don't get there.
Right.
Most of us have an extended healthcare situation along the way. So these new asset-based plans, they're powerful, and they're really designed for that person that thought they were going to self-insure or self-fund, right? That somewhere along the line, maybe they were told that that's the best option. And for a lot of people, they may have the money to do that. They may, you may map that out number-wise and say, you know what? Yes, you do have enough money to self-insure. But for a fraction of that, I'm going to show you a better way to do it. We get the tax advantages the Pension Protection Act gave us. We still get all those benefits coming back to us tax-free. It protects the assets that you're managing. Now those assets can go to the estate building and the other things that you want to do.
Well, and there's another aspect of it, and this is why we started working together. One of the reasons was you recognize the whole interest rate aspect. It's something that we pound on the show constantly.
Mm-hmm.
We sit down with these clients all the time that are making almost nothing because 50 to 60% of their money is tied up in bonds, making absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
And we're sitting there saying, look, there are more productive things to do with this money. You've got some of these long-term care plans that are netting out somewhere between 2 and 3% gains per year.
Mm-hmm.
So their money's growing.
Yeah.
The asset that you talk about is actually growing.
Absolutely.
Commensurate or even greater than the bonds that they currently have in their portfolio.
Yeah. It's growing tax deferred.
And it's free of risk. It can't shrink.
That's right.
Right? So it marries right in with our philosophy. And then I'll jump to another aspect. So the interest rate thing. And the listeners who listen to our show will know that that's a big thing that we always talk about. We've got this advantage, if you will, of low interest rates. It means that, you know, we got lower barriers to entry to other more attractive investments. The other side of it, and this is actually what got you and I talking in the first place, was it's a very real scenario. Client that we ran into, they actually didn't become a client for obvious reasons, but guy done a great job, had a pension, had $900,000 in an IRA. Mm-hmm. He got early onset Alzheimer's, 62 mm-hmm. years. Okay, I started talking to these people when he was about 4 years into it. They were spending over $90,000 a year on his healthcare, right? But the biggest asset they had to keep using the pension and the Social Security to pay the household bills. Biggest asset they had was $900,000 in the IRA.
Mm.
They were burning it down at $90,000 a year. So we couldn't help them at that point. They needed to keep that money. But they had to burn it all the way down before they were eligible for government benefits and all that kind of stuff. And that was the first time where I'd really encountered it. Tell me, had we met that guy 5 years before that scenario happened.
Yeah.
What could have happened had he paid $100,000 or $150,000 of that, or maybe he did it through payment? What could we have done for him and changed it just through the use of long-term care?
Oh, unbelievable. We could have taken a portion of that 401k or that IRA, that retirement account, moved that over into an asset-based long-term care plan, spread the taxes out on that money over 20 years, which would count towards his required minimum distribution.
So he wouldn't have to write a big tax check.
Wouldn't have to write a big tax check. And here's the thing. Now, all of a sudden, he goes on claim 4 or 5 years after that. Guess what? Now he has a lifetime benefit of long-term care that's coming in tax-free. So maybe that was $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 or whatever it was that he set that plan up to be. And think about that. It's like, holy cow, that other $700 or $750 that's sitting in the IRA account is protected. Because he's not having to pull that down. He's not having to pay taxes on it. This money's coming back tax-free. And let's go the other way. Let's say that he never ended up in that extended healthcare situation, never got the diagnosis. He lives a nice long life. He's got that money that he put into this long-term care plan. He paid the taxes on it over 20 years. He passes away. Well, guess what? There's going to be this tax-free death benefit that goes back to the estate that's probably going to be 1.5 to 2.5 times more than what he put into that plan.
Mm.
Very, very powerful. And again, all of these are, you know, we're looking at the 10,000 foot view. The key with the insurance is it's going to determine how old am I? How healthy am I? But the younger I am, the better. But man, for these people that are approaching retirement, they have huge retirement accounts. That's one of our number one plans because I get the coverage today. I get to spread the taxes out on that retirement account money over the next 20 years, but all my other assets are protected. And it's just, it's such a wonderful program. And I mean, I'm so excited to be here because the reason why you and I talk about this stuff is like, people just don't know about this.
Well, and then you see this conflict, right? Yeah. If I sit down with a client that's got $1 million, guys in my, I'm not bringing anybody else in. I'm going to take care 100% of their money, right?
Yeah.
You run into the same thing.
Absolutely.
And my biggest thing is, and just so you know, it's illegal for you and I, you know, we don't, it may not be illegal. I think it is. I've never really looked into it. But it's not like when you sell a long-term care insurance policy, I'm getting a kickback or anything
like
that.
That's exactly right.
I'm having you on the show because you're a guy that we're using to help our clients protect their money. Because if I've got $1 million client and he's rolling that money off at $90,000 a year, guess what? In a very short period of time, I'm not going to have a client.
That's right.
So it's also protecting my interests as well. I want to be fully, you know, fully transparent here. But if I'm willing to do it with my clients, mm-hmm. I'm hoping that opens other people's eyes up to it because, you know, my clients are my livelihood.
Yeah.
And we're taking a portion of my livelihood, essentially, and dedicating it to you because I think it's that important.
Yeah. And I think, to be fair, most advisors don't know about these programs. And right. I don't think that they necessarily are going to say, hey, it's a bad idea. It's just that they don't know about
right.
it, right? We do what we know. And that's why, you know, I love this opportunity to come out here and share with your listeners that there are some new programs out there. There's some great options that we can put in play that not only protect their assets, protects their relationship with you, protects their family members,
right.
surrounds them with professionals. Like I say, your house burns down, who do you call? You call your insurance agent. They send out the guy that knows how to get the contractor and everything
right.
in place. Same thing with long-term care. Not only is it money, now I got the case managers, the concierge service, the care coordinators, the professionals that let my family participate as a caring person instead of providing that care.
Yeah. And so for those of you that are looking for information out there, we got to run. But running out of time, unfortunately. But if those of you looking for information out there, you know, I think it's important to keep in mind that if you're looking for somebody to trust, somebody to give you the real read on long-term care insurance, Brian's a guy that I trust and with my clients and my livelihood. And I think the trust part's really big because not a lot of, you and I both know it.
Exactly.
Not a lot of guys in this industry do their homework, whether it's on your end or my end.
You're exactly right.
And to find somebody that knows the IRS codes, knows the ins and outs of he teaches me stuff about it all the time because I'm calling him going, Brian, I don't know what's going on here. And if you want to hear more about this, you can go to 97.3 Cairo FM. Saturday mornings.
Saturdays at 7.
That works.
Yep.
That rhymes. Or you can go to one of his classes. He's got on all the time. Do you put those classes up on 525advisors.com?
Yeah, go to 525longtermcare.com. We're always going to have our upcoming events right there on the homepage. You can sign up. The classes are free. Everybody gets one of our books, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, which is really 101 for dummies, right, type of thing. We're going to start you out on what the basics are, and it's got examples and all kinds of information. You get that book when you come to our class.
And if you missed that for whatever reason, you can catch that back on our podcast, but you can also give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and we'll give you the information how to get in contact with Brian. I'd advise everybody to go to one of his classes. I will. Hopefully we'll do some events together because I want to get this out there more. More people need to know about this. But Brian, thanks for joining us. I appreciate the time.
My pleasure. I really appreciate it.
And hopefully this will be the first of many, and we can send you some more people to help better secure their retirements and their lives going forward.
Sounds good. Thanks
All right.
so much.
Well, thank you very much. We got to run, but stay tuned. We got another great segment coming up. You've been listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
You bet I'm a client, Zach, and it all started with all this great info you cover in Common Sense Investing, and I would recommend that you check it out. Call now. Get your free copy. 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you for sticking with us. You know, I think I talk fast on this show. We're going to go a little bit faster now in this final segment. I've got to kind of combine two things, and it works. But bear with me. We're going to be switching around a little bit because I want to get to the client question of the week. And the client question of the week, nice guy, teased it earlier. He called in and said, look, I know you've been worried about valuations and all that kind of stuff, and I see what you're talking about, but how have you guys handled it? And I said, handled what? And he goes, well, markets have gone straight up. Are your clients getting antsy about the fact they're not making anything? And I went, what do you mean? And he goes, well, you guys think valuation, you think things are crazy, so you're just sitting on the sidelines. And I go, no, not at all. We've actually been killing it in performance. Why? Because if you listen to the show before, and I talked about this earlier,
Look, stocks have a permanent place in a retirement plan. Anybody tells you they don't, just immediately tune them out. Right? In 98% of the time, stocks have a place in your retirement. They just do. Now, sometimes we've got more, sometimes we got less. But remember what I was talking about? Everybody, most of the retail investors out there have their risk managed in some fashion. It's usually pretty bad. But the most typical way that we manage risk is we have a portion of the portfolio in bonds. Okay? So if our bonds are making us 1.5%, let's say we got 30% in bonds. Let's even say it's 20. Okay? They're making us 1.5%. We got 20% there. We got 80% in stocks. S&P goes up 20% a year. After all expenses are paid on average, if you're the average client, you're probably making somewhere between 14 to 15%. Okay? Well, remember I told you that bond replacement program we've got that's guaranteed against loss, has no management fee, that Nationwide is a particular one that I was citing? Last year, this is no guarantee, but in the calendar year of 2017, that product made 13%. That's not average. It's really good, but it was a really good year, right, in the markets. So for our clients that have 50%, and I'm not advocating this, but I'm just using this as an example, our clients that have 50% in that product and 15% in stocks, first of all, out of the gate, 50% of their money is in an investment that is guaranteed not to go down. If the insurance company goes broke, they've got reinsurance by the government, okay? So they're safer. They've only got 50% exposure to stocks as opposed to 80. But here's the catch. If that product, if that insurance product makes 13%, stocks do 20, what's their average? Quick math, it's what, 16.5%, 17%? How much did they pay? On average, about half a percent, 50 basis points for the whole portfolio. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. We can get safer and make more money. And I get that everybody's allergic to the insurance word. I was too. Why are we doing it though? We're doing it because you're going to be safer, make more money, and pay less. And if you've got an advisor that isn't having that conversation with you, you're not being served well. And listen, at all-time high valuations and all-time high stock records, guys, recognizing the problem that is bonds, and it is a problem. If you're a bond investor, call us, call somebody. You're going to get smoked, okay? It's already happening. But the problem that most people have that they're blind to is that they think they've got to give up performance. They don't. And all of that is caused by record low interest rates. You got to make an adjustment. Now we're going to switch really quick. I've got to make it quick, but I want to get into investment basics. Okay, you've heard me talk a lot about bonds since we started the show and the problem that they present. And you got to trust me on this because, listen, if you trust me, it's just math, guys. It's not an opinion. Bonds are going to be a horrible investment over the next 10, 15 years. Horrible. Okay? The problem with bonds are debt. Just think about it in reverse. When you go buy a car and you get a car loan, that car loan gets securitized, usually, which means it turns into somebody else's debt, which means if they buy that car loan, right, they're underwriting it, and that interest you're paying on that car loan is going to them in the form of income. When you buy a bond, it's the same thing in reverse. When we buy a U.S. Treasury or a U.S. government bond, we are loaning the government money, and the interest rate that they are paying us is our income. Okay, so the other thing that concerns us about bonds, and again, this is irrefutable, the world is drowning in $220 trillion of debt, which is $70 trillion higher than just 10 years ago. We've got more debt than the world's ever seen by far. Why in the world would you be accepting the lowest amount of interest paid on that debt as a bond investor than at any time in history when we know, just due to the amount of debt that's out there, that debt carries the largest risk with it? So you're getting paid a record low amount of interest and you're taking more risk than bondholders have ever taken. But it's imperative that you understand that when you hear bonds, investment basic, think debt. It's just somebody else's debt. When the world's drowning in debt, do you want to own that? Probably not. Probably not. Now, if you're just joining us, and depending on who you are, this could be good news or bad news, but we're running the show back again. So if you missed the first part, we got the interview with Brian. We got some great other information. It was a really fun show to do. Stick with us. It's going to run again at 4:00. We got a 2-for-1 special. Like I said, depending on your vantage point, that's either a good thing or a bad thing. Hope it's a good thing. But yeah, stick around and listen to it. If you missed the first part, you can also go to the radio show website at knowyourriskradio.com, access our podcast interviews. You can call us 866-779-RISK.
schedule a portfolio review. We can do it on the phone, in person. You guys know the drill. Anyway, have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the show as it reruns, and we'll see you next week. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.